so weird when he retired last year and it was like, okay, that makes sense. And then he comes out of retirement and you're like, one more run. All right. And then we've all just resigned ourselves to the fact that he wouldn't blow up his whole entire family and his whole situation to then just retire now. But you just were like, okay, he's going to Las Vegas. Where's he going? And then you get a quick message from Brady saying like, yeah, I'm done. We're done here. I don't know what to make of it. I'm not going to try to genuflect at the altar of Brady, because I do think we did that a little bit last year, but you got to give the man his respect at some point. At some point, you got to go ahead and say, okay, Brady, I see what you did. I see how you did it. I appreciate the way you went about it. For more on this, let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Zach Blobner, of course, J&Z, WDAE in Tampa, joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. Zach, thanks for giving us a few minutes, man. I appreciate it.
No, happy to be on. Thanks for having me.
So when you got the news this morning, what was your initial reaction?
I'm leaving Tampa Bay. I'm going straight down to Miami. I'm getting out of here. It just happened to be the All-Star game for the NHL down here this week, too. So that was pre-planned, but don't let it get twisted. It was also because Tom Brady decided to retire. No, you know, honestly, the way I've been explaining it for my point of view here in Tampa Bay, or there in Tampa Bay, because I am in Miami for the week now, is that it's like a roulette wheel, right? And it's not like any spot on the roulette wheel had a bigger percentage than the other one in terms of the numbers. And I thought retirement was the most likely, but not by a bunch. I mean, whether it was returning to the Bucks, going to San Fran, Las Vegas. So I would say I wasn't shocked. And honestly, having a guy that retired last year at the same time, the same day, 12 months prior, kind of took away a lot of that, like, moment that you would have had otherwise. And I think that was pretty common around Tampa Bay for a lot of the Bucks fans and a lot of the people in town. It was like, okay, it's official, but nobody was shocked by it.
Were Tampa fans, I wonder if you guys, did they even care that much? And I say that with all respect, but like the idea that he was probably, if he was going to come back, it was going to be the 49ers, it was going to be the Raiders, it's more likely than not, it's not going to be Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I think there's always people that hold out hope, right? And I think sports fans are probably the most guilty of that in terms of the whole world, in terms of hopefulness and situations, and there probably shouldn't be a lot. But I would say that I think maybe there was just a little bit of closure there for Bucks fans. Like, okay, maybe he was going to go somewhere else. But at this point, he's retired, and he spent 3 great years with us. And we're ready to kind of rip the Band-Aid off now and try to figure out our future, because we don't know what the hell's next. So I would say that there was a little bit of a sigh of relief from Bucks fans. But on the same page, like, ultimately, if there was any scenario where Brady would have come back and played for the Bucks, you hold out a little hope, but I would say a sigh of relief was probably heard around Tampa Bay today.
So, Zach, we had LeBron here in Cleveland, and by the end of the LeBron time in Cleveland, the second go-round, a lot of people were like, well, you know, there's always infighting. He causes a lot of drama. Like, you know, it'll be nice, even though you're not winning a bunch of games, you're not making a deep postseason run, it'll be pretty nice to just have like a calmness to your team in a situation where maybe you can have like a normal football team and try to build up a normal roster, as opposed to putting everything in the middle of the table and going at it from that direction. Is there a sense with Tampa Bay fans that they're like, hey, right now, maybe it's not the end of the world?
No, I think it's the end of the world. It's apocalypse now. Okay. I mean, here's the thing again. Part of it is that we got a taste of it last year at this time. And the other options were Blaine Gabbert and Kyle Trask. Now, at that point, Tampa Bay swung big. They were swinging big at Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers. I don't think that's going to be the case this time around. I don't think Bucks fans are expecting that. I think it's more of like, yeah, it was a good run. I don't know what we're going to do now, but it's not going to be pretty. And honestly, if you ask any Bucks fan, like, the best-case scenario for Tampa Bay next year and for the future, it's to have an awful season and end up with Caleb Williams out of USC in the 2024 draft, which, look, you can't plan a year out like that. Like, you don't know where you're going to draft or if he's going to be as good next year, right? Like, that's crazy talk, but it's tough. It's tough. You don't go on just like y'all with LeBron and given, you know, the Cavs will play again. Things happen. Sports continue. But, like, nobody's the Green Bay Packers. You don't go from Favre to Rodgers and maybe Jordan Love if he's any good. Like, it's not realistic. And Bucks fans know, since the first Super Bowl, it was a long-ass stretch before they did anything else worthwhile again. I think Jeff Garcia got them there, like, once, and they lost in, like, the first round. Outside of that, it's been, like, Jameis Winston, Josh Freeman, Chris Sims, Mike Glennon. Like, you're just not going to probably have playoff success consistently. So It's tough. It's tough. And the fact that it's Tom Brady, not just a great quarterback, not just an elite quarterback, but a guy that's the best to ever play the game, there's no replacing him. There's no replacing that feeling or that run or that stretch. And it's just kind of like, yeah, we know it's going to suck here for a little bit.
How do you think Tom will do in the broadcast booth?
It's a great question. I hope he goes full Darth Vader. Like, I want him to lean into the villain, right? Like, let's be honest. Like, with him, right? Like, you have to love or hate him as a player. And I'll say I think Tampa Tom was a lot more likable than New England Tom. But that being said, like, I hope he goes full heel. Like, just, and I think he could. Now, he has people around him, right? His PR team and all these different images that he has to keep up in terms of his clothing line, his health line, his movie line now. Like, he's got a lot going on in his life, and he's a dad, right? So I don't know if he'll lean into it, but this year there were different points where he would be very critical. One of his quotes was like, there's a lot of bad football around the NFL. That was like the middle of the season. So you've seen it kind of bleed out a little bit. I hope he's that way. I know Romo stepped in and was like, the fortune teller, right? He would predict what was next. I hope Brady is just overly critical of everything because he's the guy that could be, right?
If
Brady's watching, even Mahomes, let's say he's calling like a Chiefs, the game that just happened, Chiefs and Bengals. And I hope he's just super critical. I'm like, damn, what a bad throw from Mahomes. Oh, Burrow, what are you doing there? What an idiot. Like, that would be amazing.
Right, just completely wrong play. Just a wrong play right there by Mahomes. I don't know what he's thinking. And for the first time ever, we're like, wait, someone was critical of Patrick Mahomes?
Right. That's what it is. But then it's like, oh, it was Tom Brady? Yeah, well, it's Tom Brady. Like, what do you say to that guy, you know?
Literally nobody watching from their couch can be like, oh, yeah, I know. I know more than Tom Brady does. Nobody could say that. It'd be great. I'd love that turn.
I just wonder,
is he going to take flack for the fact that Greg Olsen was like the media darling over the previous couple weekends? And if he steps in there, and I don't know what they're doing for this year. I don't know that they've even addressed what they're doing for this year yet. Maybe you know something I don't. But like, if he steps in there and gets the Super Bowl gig, let's say, and now Greg Olsen is just relegated to the B team. Well, everyone likes Greg Olsen now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there'll be some social media outrage for a couple days. But it's Tom Brady, and I've actually had this argument in-house here in Tampa Bay with some of our other WDAE folks that are just like, that's not fair to Greg. And I'm like, look, it probably isn't, but that's life, right? Like, there's women that post things on Instagram, and you're like, why are they getting all the likes, you know, and people get upset about things, but like, that's just, the world is what it is. Like, and Tom Brady's the greatest football player of all time. Fox is paying him enough to buy a country, a small island. Like, he's going to be the guy. And listen, that's no knock on Greg Olsen. Maybe there's a world where it's a three-man booth. Maybe Greg gets to stay in it. I doubt it. I think they do probably involve Brady in some capacity this Super Bowl. I don't think he'll be in the booth right away. But, you know, they'll probably have him do a snippet or a segment or something. The bottom line, though, is, like, that's just – sometimes that's the breaks, right? And unfortunately for Greg Olsen, he was always going to be replaced by Tom Brady, and whether Brady's any good or not doesn't really matter because Fox is paying him to be that guy.
Zach, so we're on the same page then. The Bucs are blowing this up then, right?
It's tough because what does blowing it up mean? Did Carolina blow it up this year? They fired their coach. They got rid of Christian McCaffrey, and they still had a hell of an ending to the season where they almost made the playoffs because the NFC South is so bad. It's just so bad. I mean, look, like the opposite of like the AFC North, right? Where it's always like loaded. It's hard to make the playoffs. Right now, the NFC South is so easy. Like, you can be an 8-win ball club and get in. So I don't think they're going to blow it up. Like, I just don't. I think you're going to see some major cuts. Like, a fan favorite, Leonard Fournette, they just gave him a new deal. That's a guy that could get cut. Donovan Smith has a big deal on the offensive line. Like, that's a guy that could get cut. But if I think like Mike Evans is going to be traded for draft picks and to save cap space, I'm not buying that. I think it's going to be – I don't even have a name for it. It's not a rebuild. It's not a reload.
It's like an in-between. It's weird.
It's limbo. Limbo's a great place to put it. It's in limbo.
Yeah, okay, because I, you know, the Browns fans, anytime a receiver pops up, they're like, oh, let's go get that guy. Mike Evans doesn't even make sense to me for the Browns. but that's good that you're saying you don't even see it happening then, so I can just end those conversations right now.
Yeah, Julio Jones, he's going to be available.
Yeah. All right, so tell me, here, I got wide receiver. We need interior defensive line help. We can use a lot of help on the defense in general, though. Is there anybody you see that could be one of your guys that you say, okay, they could be cut, maybe the Browns should take a look at this guy?
Yeah, nobody that's worthwhile. Not that's going to be cut. There's some free agents. right, depending on your defensive side. Like Lavonte David, right there at middle linebacker, I think the Bucs find a way to bring him back, but that's a guy who's going to be available and probably the top middle linebacker in free agency. Jamel Dean's probably going to be the top cornerback in free agency this year if you want some help on the outside. And the trenches, honestly, the Bucs got issues. Like, they're looking to build because they don't have enough guys. Vita Vea is a stud. Shaq Barrett got hurt this year. He's their best edge rusher. Outside of that, on the D-line, like, they need all kinds of help. I expect them to go heavy in the draft on that side of things. And maybe even the O-line, too, although they don't need as much help on that side of the ball.
Well, congratulations on being in the NFC. It's completely different than here in the AFC, where there's just a million good quarterbacks, and we don't have the luxury that you guys have of, like, we lost Tom Brady. We might start a really bad quarterback next year, but we still have a chance.
You know, I spent some time on the beach today in the sun just being really upset about Tom Brady leaving as I sipped on my drink. And it was tough. I hope you feel for me. I really do.
I really do. Thank you, Zach. I appreciate you, man. We'll catch up later.
Hey, it's been great. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, good stuff. Zach Bobner right there, of course, of J&Z WDAE in Tampa. I wasn't going to do the standard, like, Cleveland-Tampa radio host back and forth where I'm like, oh, it's 25 degrees outside and – yes, it did snow a lot, and yeah, you are in Tampa on the beach sipping a Mai Tai. Yeah, that's great. I did like that he stamped down everything when it came to Mike Evans, though. I think he's right. I think he's 100% right. Any Browns fan that wants Mike Evans, listen, it's a pipe dream. It's not happening. Why would you be, even if you're a bad team in the NFC or a team without a quarterback in the NFC, guess what? That's 14 teams in the NFC right now. There's so many teams in the NFC that just don't have a competent quarterback to begin with anyway, especially if you're in the NFC South. He's right. You keep Evans, you keep Godwin, you keep everyone of substance, and then you just try to keep running it back, and you go for 8-9 wins, you get your way into the dance, and you go from there. Now, that's hard to then draft a quarterback and get somebody that would be the franchise moving forward if that's the route. If you hang in that limbo for a very long time, that could make it a little bit tough. Good stuff with Zach right there. Really appreciate him hopping on and joining us there, though. Good personality. I like that.